The following podcast contains mature content intended only for adults. The Fabcast is a collaboration amongst online erotica authors and voice actors and does not represent any website, organization, or platform other than itself. All opinions expressed are solely those of the hosts of this podcast.
Cold open.
Hello.
How do you masturbate?
It's cold.
You lie.
I can't. My dick's all shriveled up because it's fucking 20 degrees outside. And
it is pretty cold.
Like, oh my God, we're the Fabcast.
It went from 73 to 37 like, in a day.
It did, and it's fucking ass. I hate it.
How ass is it up there, Mary?
is it
really nice?
Yeah, it is, actually. We just have, wind. Sorry. Lake effect. And
that's lake effect, right?
Lake effect and Southern Ontario. So...
Yeah, well, that's good.
Suck my six dicks!
I suck maybe three of them, because three is my favorite multiple.
I suppose I will six. Do my duty and suck the other three.
I always love it when Eli
Thank
says,
you,
I will do my duty here. Like... You sound so honorable. I'm Miri. I'm here with Tom and Eli. Tom and Eli, say hi.
Hi.
What's up?
We are erotic ASMR and erotic audio content creators. We're here to talk about everything new and old happening about sex, erotica, and porn. We are the Fabcast. Cue fapping effect.
Thank you. Thank you for the live Foley.
You are welcome. It was objectively wrong, and yet I'm still proud to have supplied it.
Tom, how have you been blowing the minds of your fans this week?
Actually, my fans have been blowing my mind. So I've been posting a lot on YouTube lately, a lot of safer work content that is more on the cathartic side of things, and so I've mostly been making my server cry, which is like a pastime of mine.
Right.
I just released Because You Let Me Part 5. I actually just did that before I hopped on here with you guys. So.
Oh.
Bam.
Yeah. That's the one that people masturbate to while crying.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Why do you make me cry while I'm trying to masturbate?
First time I've ever used my tears as lube.
So. I just released that, but mainly I've been going into, I have a channel, it's just called Banterverse Chat, and it's for people to talk about the web that I've created with my audios, because they all kind of connect into one giant story, and they are serious, every day they talk about it, and they have their own language now, and they have their own, acronyms.
It's crazy.
And... They are legitimately talking about my audios. It's no longer just porn to them.
Right.
it's transcended that. So I'm really kind of shocked by that. They're having a listening party actually right now of all of these strings related audios. Did someone ask me what order should I listen to them in? One of my other listeners told them, you have to listen to them in chronological order,
right,
according to the timeline, mm-hmm. and then you have to listen to them in order of release, and then you have to listen to them in order of them getting you off, because you'll learn all these different things. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is serious.
That's epic.
I have responsibility now.
How does it feel having the weight of that responsibility?
Make more content. But no, it's cool because they trust me enough to have started a fandom over my stories, and that's cool. There you go. That's what I've been doing.
Blew out everyone's minds and their backs.
Yep. People need physio now.
PTE and a chiro.
Yeah. Eli, you've been kind of doing a bit of self-care. You've, like, You're on a bit of a staycation from recording right now, which is pretty cool.
I am, yeah. This is, in a sense, it's kind of like part two of my staycation. The week before the Halloween post that I did stargazing, which was a pillow talk instead of a GWA post. And it was both a step away from what I've been doing and a return to form, because my first performances on Reddit were pillow talks, not in GWA. But it was kind of a sign to myself that I didn't notice that I really needed to take a little bit of time and slow down, because I'm just really busy between trying to post twice a week here, trying to get a couple of other projects up and running, and then on top of all that, having a day job and a life with friends and such. And about a week and some later, after the Halloween post, I kind of hit a wall. I was pulling some weird overtime at work and not sleeping at all. And it just kind of all hit me one Friday night when I sat down and was trying to record, and it just wasn't working. And by the time I wore my voice out, I just was like, I literally cannot post tonight. And so I wrote a little post that is somehow one of my most upvoted posts too, which is bizarre. Just saying, I'm sorry for, that I'm missing a post, but I literally can't do it. I just can't. And I got a lot of love and tenderness and sweet people, telling me that I need to take care of myself, which I do. And so I didn't post on last Friday, and I didn't post this Monday either. I was hoping to have something out on Monday, but I realized that I really do just kind of need a solid week to get my shit together. And I've been working in the shadows, just not really finishing anything in particular so that I can put it out. Getting a bunch of things together, because this Friday I have some things I'm looking to make official, which everyone can see on Friday.
Yay! And this is pretty cool, because our last episode was all about like taking a break, flipping things around. So you're actually like, this is kind of on theme from last week.
Yeah, I took my own advice.
as much as our fans wish us well and say things like, take care of yourself, you got to take care of yourself. Taking a break is more than just taking care of yourself. It's exercising your right as a creator to just not create if you don't want to. I'm glad that you took off because you wanted to. And that's all there is to it.
I was telling Miri that one thing that I feel a lot of content creators they don't think about, is the difference between obligation and motivation. I need to be motivated to do this and excited to do this, but I shouldn't feel obligated to do it. For you, I'd imagine there's a small amount of obligation, because you are monetized. There is an obligation to create content, because people are effectively paying for it, or at least paying for access to it. But
that puts me in a different mode is why I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's different.
For me, I'm not monetized yet. And so it's kind of, it's different. I want to be motivated and not obligated at the moment, because I love doing this. I love making content. I love performing. And so for me right now, it just still needs to be, and has been a thing where I need to feel happy to do it.
Miri, you talked about, you talked last week about like, when we were talking about when you're like blocked or whatever, and you said you just kind of power through it. But is there ever a time where, I know you said that maybe you'll take a break and you'll do, what is it, you do knitting or you'll do some other hobby. Is there ever a time where you're just like, fuck it, I don't want to do anything, I'm not motivated to do anything, I'm just gonna like hang out with my family?
Yeah. There is. The issue with me is if I let it go on too long, then I actually get worse. So it's I have to actually walk a fine line between productivity and non-productivity.
Gotcha. So if you stop being productive, you just it's like a slippery slope. Like you'll slowly leak motivation.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's like, oh, I'm not doing anything. It's not hurting me. Fuck everything now. Fuck everything. I'm not going to do anything. I am a beached whale on the shore of my creativity ocean.
Oh my God. Okay. Miri, what did somebody fill for you? What happened here?
Aside from this bomb ass pussy.
Yeah, aside from your bomb ass pussy.
I'm so happy you guys understand my bomb ass pussy.
It speaks to us.
It's been shoved in our faces so many times. How can we not understand it?
It says, anyway, pay attention to Miri.
So, a while ago, this I've been sitting on for a long time, this script called Harry Floss, which is about a man getting a blowjob by his SO, and he has incredible bush, and he likes watching the SO floss their teeth as they're giving him a blowjob. And at one point in it, the person like pulls out like a hunk of steak from between their teeth and gives it to them to eat while they're receiving a blowjob. It's one of my grosser ones, I have to be honest.
Really?
But that got filled.
Uh-huh.
And I'm shocked it got filled, especially by someone who's not Eli.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was very excited to find out and had to listen
to
it.
Was it a committed performance?
Yeah, he actually did a solid job.
Do you remember his name? Let's shout him out. Let's plug a plug.
Yeah, it was actually really good. I was surprised, not that I was surprised by the quality, but I was surprised by how well he performed it, given that one, it was a cold read, and that was rough to get through even for someone like me.
I think sometimes a cold read is easier when it's like gross things like that, because you don't have time to process it.
Right.
If you're in that frame of mind where you're like, I'm just gonna get through this, let me read it. Mm-hmm. Similar to improv, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't have time to think about how disgusting what you're saying is.
Oh, yeah.
Versus like when Miri sends you a script and it's like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
And then you just dry heave every time you try to perform it.
And it's just gnawing at the back of your mind for weeks.
I have nothing to say about that.
I've been listening this whole time.
I know I haven't. I put their username in there because I'm totally gonna fuck up the second half. So if one of you can say it, that'd
Cygnus,
be great.
That's pronounced Cygnus.
Cygnus. Messia Cygnus. So Messier Cygnus. We'll put that in the comments when we post this. Okay, let's do, do you masturbate like everybody else? Because that was Eli's first pick.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
So that's the quiz we're doing.
Because I really need to know if I'm a freak.
Start with that one. Yeah.
So Eli, do you want to say the wonderful scientific team behind this quiz?
Oh yeah. So this is brought to us by the, Smooth Braids over at BuzzFeed.
Cool. That's how you know it's quality.
You know it is quality.
Mm-hmm.
The quiz is, are you actually masturbating like everyone else or not? What's your alone time like? First question, when do you masturbate? In the morning? Around lunchtime? In the afternoon? During the evening? Or very late at night? I usually do it late at night.
Juan. Late at night. I'm part of the status quo.
Oh!
Wow, nobody does it around lunchtime.
Yeah.
Aw, I'm a freak.
What do you do?
What did you put?
I do it during the evening because I can go along, so I need an early start in case I decide to go for like 2 hours. Because I never know until I start how long I'm gonna go.
Right.
Go for the gump.
Go for the gold.
Yeah, like it might just be like 1-2, or it might just be like, nah, I'm gonna use all the toys. So, but I don't know until I start.
Let's rotate through them. How often do you masturbate? More than once a day? Only once a day, a couple times a week, once a week, a handful of times a month, or very rarely? This changes for me between like once a week and a couple times a week.
Mm.
I don't have time to masturbate. Like, I'm tired.
You gotta double up your time.
I make
like,
time.
Like, you know, do your dishes and masturbate at the same time.
Yeah. You got the soap right there. It's practically lube.
Practically.
And then you're being efficient. You're also kind of taking a shower at the same time.
Kind of taking a shower. Wow. Okay.
Just throw some dish soap in your hair. You're fine. Good to go.
No, hey, it smells good. That's good enough.
Right now, I'm going to say once a week.
Once a week. Wow.
I thought you were about to say right now. I'm masturbating. I was going to be like, whoa. Oh my God.
Yes. This is a ramble fap right now. It is the fab cast. I mean.
Okay. So like curtain drawn, we masturbate the entire time we record this.
Oh, naturally.
So. Yeah,
it's not even enjoyable either. We do it literally just because otherwise we don't have the trademark to the name.
I've already coomed like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's tough work when masturbation is part of your job.
It really is.
Which percentage did you guys get?
Oh, I'm in the 38%.
38. I feel like that's normal. That's typical, right?
I'm in the 18%.
Once a day.
I'm generally a couple times a week, but depending on what's been going on that week, sometimes it's every day. Sometimes it's the only way I can get to sleep.
Ooh. Props, Miri. Read this one.
Me? Oh. What do you masturbate over? Porn on the internet. Porn magazines / books. Which, kudos to anybody who can hold a book and masturbate at the same time. Like, good on you. Nudes that people have sent me, pictures of my crush, I use my imagination, or something else.
Mm. I wonder what the something else is.
It's just staring at
audios.
Staring at
audios. Like,
see, this gets into sort of a meta question.
You know this thing
question.
We all do.
Be honest. Do you guys get off to audios more now than other media now that we're like in this world, or has your consumption pattern like not changed at all when it comes to pornography?
Mine's decreased.
Mine too, actually. But maybe is that because we're content creators, or is that just because we're in the audio?
I think
sphere.
It hasn't really decreased for me, I guess, specifically because of content creating. I think it's more just my tastes have changed in the last year or two. Surprisingly enough, it's gone to I just need less like material to do it. I don't know where that came from, but
if I have to pick something, and I feel like using my imagination as a cop out here, because it's like asking us what prop we use. I'm going to say something else representing like audios, because I have gotten off to audios.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprisingly not in the bottom percentage. What about you guys?
I am at 34%.
I'm at 6%. So
something else.
I have to have sound or something, because my brain wanders, so I need something to tie me back in. But I find that visual porn too distracting. For me, watching porn, any little thing that I do not like will make me hate the whole thing.
Right.
So it could be something as innocuous as like that lighting is shit. Nobody looks that good under that kind of lighting. Like, oh my God, why would you have sex in that lighting? Fucking like blasting fluorescent lights. Your skin looks yellow, but of course they have all the bronzer on so that their skin doesn't look yellow, which I get because you're on campus. So like, that's where my brain goes. So I have to have something to kind of tie me into what I'm doing. And usually that tends to be audios or music.
How long do you masturbate for? A couple of minutes. About 10 minutes. About 20 minutes. It usually takes me half an hour. 45-ish minutes. Or over an hour.
Well, Eli previously answered that he, like, can do it in 5 seconds, and he was a record breaker, so we know that.
I think a couple of minutes is too fast.
That's much too fast.
It's between 20 minutes and over an hour. Like, if I really wanted to, I could edge and then just, like, not come. Save it for later.
Wait, so are we talking about the total masturbation session, or are we talking about masturbating until you come the first time?
I mean, let's just say a full session, not just the first
time. A full sesh?
Yeah, let's say full sesh. On average, I do it for 45-ish minutes.
Yeah, if I average it out. That's what it'll be. 3%!
3%?
Yes.
Wow. Those 37%, 10 minutes, yeah. Clearly, those are the people who didn't admit to masturbating at lunch, so...
Right.
In the stall at work.
How often do you reach orgasm? Every time I masturbate? Almost every time I masturbate. I usually orgasm, but not always. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's pretty even. I usually don't orgasm, or I rarely / never orgasm when I masturbate. It's almost every time for me. I usually don't have a problem, but there are those times where I'm just like, it's not gonna happen. Or I'm just playing with myself and it's not to no end.
Right. I'll say usually, but not always.
If I'm masturbating, I'm orgasming. So
there you go.
I know if I'm in the mood for it or not. So yeah. If I'm not in the mood, I just don't start.
Mary
so,
gets yeah. shit done. Okay.
Yeah. I power through. Mm-hmm.
She does.
Mary's no quitter. She does.
This is a common theme.
Plus, I mean, I have 6 cocks, so like one of them is gonna come. Yeah. So.
Ew, that's kind of like, it's kind of gross to think about just like one of them coming and then the rest aren't.
The rest just sitting there staring at you awkwardly.
I don't know what's more gross, just one coming or all of them coming at the same time.
Like. The rest of them just sit there staring at you awkwardly like, hey, when's it my turn?
Oh yeah, because their mouths are the
because they're sentient. They are sentient dicks that I have.
Yes, they're like the 7 dwarves.
Exactly. Well, the 7th is my pussy, my bomb ass pussy. So
that's Doc.
Okay. When was the last time you masturbated? Right now, today, yesterday, in the last couple of days, in the last week, the other month, and the very sad, I can't remember the last time I masturbated.
I know people like that who like don't.
I know, and I know it's normal and average for a lot of people, but to me, I'm just like, but I feel sad for you. Also, I recently discovered a subreddit called Dead Bedroom, and it's just so depressing to read through. So that's why I was like, yeah it's really depressing. It's happy when couples can come together and like go through it and like meet, but it's so many of the stories are just so sad. And on that depressing note, when was the last time you guys masturbated?
In the last couple of days.
Literally last night.
In the last week. I haven't been feeling in the mood the last few days, so in the last week.
I don't even do it always because I'm in the mood. Sometimes I just have to do it.
Work, record, edit, for honor, masturbate, sleep.
100%.
Yeah.
Do you ever use sex toys while doing it? Yeah, I use sex toys while I masturbate all the time. I sometimes use toys, but not all the time. I've used toys before, but not often, or I've never used toys.
Not often for me.
I've never done it with a toy.
Y'all are missing out. I might start without a toy, but toys are going to get involved like 99% of the time.
Ah, so it's like a regular part of your routine.
Yeah. Like, I'm not about to cramp my hand up if I'm deciding I'm going to go. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be like, I'm hitting the age where I got to worry about carpal tunnel. Like, I got to... I gotta be good to myself. But yeah, also a toy can go much faster than I can. So
right.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And there are some interesting toys for men, by the way.
You don't have a vibrate feature?
What?
I said, are you saying you don't have a built-in vibrate feature?
No, I don't. Do you?
Wow, that's lame.
Have you ever done it somewhere you probably shouldn't? The choices are... Yeah, I've masturbated in loads of different and weird places before. Or, yeah, a couple of times, but I don't make a habit of it. Or once or twice, or nope. Where you probably shouldn't. Mm-hmm. how do we qualify that?
Somewhere that's not like your bed or the couch or your comfy
chair. So like anywhere that's not your home.
Anywhere that's, yeah, like not your home.
Not your private space. Cause yeah. Like, I think,
yeah.
Cause like some people consider their vehicles and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like something that isn't your personal space. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of it once or twice. And I'm not proud of it because it was a psychologically abusive relationship I was in at the time. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say once or twice. Because when I was a kid, I did it a couple of times in Greece when visiting family, like in beds that were not mine.
But somebody went and hopped in the shower and you're just like, gotta get this out.
Not that it wasn't my designated sleeping area, but the bed was objectively not mine. I was borrowing it.
Poor so grandma.
Always felt
I think everybody does that.
Well, yeah, but I'm still just going to use that as my answer because otherwise I'm going to say no.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I think everybody kind of will masturbate somewhere that's mm-hmm. not their home at some point in their life.
Right.
Everybody is at least a once or twice. Well, most people. Most people.
Except what the Mormons.
Hell? We're only 22%?
Yeah. Do you masturbate more than you have sex? Yes, way more than I have sex. A little bit more. I'd say it's pretty even. Or I have sex more than I masturbate. In the last long fucking while, a lot more than I have sex, yeah.
I'd say it's pretty even for me.
It's not even for me. Mm-hmm. A little bit more.
Wow, it's not. I'm 9%. Wow, I'm like,
I'm 11.
I think it's been a year since the last time I had sex.
You poor boy.
I know.
Do you prefer masturbating over sex? Yes, I prefer masturbating over having sex. I'm bothered. I'll happily accept. I'm not bothered. Sorry. I'm not bothered. I'll happily accept either. No, I'd rather have sex than masturbated. I'm not that fussed on either, to be honest.
I would rather have sex than masturbate.
Yeah, same.
I don't even have to think about this.
Fine, we're all in agreement on that then. How much do you actually like masturbating? Like, do you like it or do you like it? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't really like her. She's just kind of like, you know, like she's like that.
Oh my God, don't you hate it when somebody's like, duh?
Yeah, I do. It's like,
I know, it's so like, Could you imagine making an audio where you just do various iterations of,
I heard a guy do a challenge where he did this ramble fab, and the only thing he was allowed to say was, bruh. So he said, bruh, whole time. And that was low key hot. It was low key, like, kind of hot. I was like, holy shit, I never knew I needed this.
That's actually amazing.
He's like, coming to bruh. And I'm like, oh my God. Bruh. I follow him too.
Bruh.
That's Young BB. You guys should check him out. It's pretty cool. Hey, how much do you actually like masturbating? It's basically my favorite thing in the world, or I like doing it a lot, or I like it but I can think of better things to do, or I don't like it that much / at all. I can think of better things to do. Right. I don't need to masturbate. 47%.
Yeah, 47%.
I think it's
we're normal in some ways.
Yeah,
we're abnormal in other ways. Abby normal.
Abby normal. That fucking Abby.
Do not get me started on Abby. Oh my god. Eli keeps inviting her. Why?
Hey. She's somebody's cousin somewhere, okay?
I don't understand. Where's the results?
It wasn't. It was one of those smooth brain BuzzFeed quizzes.
What the fuck is this?
It doesn't calculate your results properly.
There's no results. Okay. This quiz just edged us.
That was lame.
Big question.
Yeah.
What are you fapping to? And I already know Eli's answer is going to be his sign stick sutra art that I sent him a couple weeks ago. I'm fairly certain that's above his bed right now and he's staring at it.
I've literally got it in my hands right now. I'm going to lick it in about 2 seconds here.
Can you make that audible for us?
Yeah.
That's how you lick?
Well, that's how I make it audible.
give us the sound of a lick.
Audible.com sponsor.
Yeah, so anyway, exploring the comments on some of our audios, we've gotten some weird answers. So people have been doing quizzes with us and they find out that they're sexy peanuts and sock monkeys. There's fapping going on there as sexy peanuts and sock monkeys. Jury's out on if it's sexy peanuts with sock monkeys. I don't know.
There's some
we've
audio,
got
right?
audios. Yeah, audios, always audios going on. Which actually, I've got a question for both of you off of that.
Uh-oh.
Is like, if you suddenly decided that, like, I'm going to fap to one of my own audios, what would it be?
Like, if I had to pick one of my own?
Yeah.
Oh.
Summer Love.
I was about to say that's really sweet, and then I remembered the ending.
Well, I mean, sans the ending. I would stop it before the end.
See, in my mind, you just fast forward to the ending, and that's what gets you going.
Just you listening.
My horrible.
Listening to yourself crying.
My pretty cry, as Eli put it.
Your pretty boy cry. Let me pull up my fucking list here.
Sean Connery and Alex Trebek have passed on.
Sean Connery?
Yeah. Like 3 days before Alex Trebek.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Eli, have you found something yet?
I guess I'm just going to have to go with one of my originals. Jekyll and Hyde or Sealing Ritual, maybe. Just because the... I don't know, sound effects, I guess, could keep me going, aside from listening to my voice.
I love that it's the sound effects that get Eli off. Nothing else, well, just the sound effects.
I'm not turned on by the sound of my own voice, so it'd have to be the sound effects that get me off.
Glad to hear it. apparently, a bunch of people are fapping to that six stick energy.
Naturally.
So... yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I've discovered
I'm waiting for somebody to do some fan art of that.
I know no one's done that. Oh, and I'm God. Just like, I'm a bit sad.
I swear you're gonna look like a Pokemon of some sort.
Oh, I totally
somebody
am.
Does all of her evolutions. That would be amazing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That would be crazy. What would we call her?
I don't even know. What would you call me?
I don't know.
Silence. We had that big reveal. I know it was such a big reveal. In the Halloween episode that like I sit in the lonely corner at parties. Apparently there are a ton of people who are part of the quote unquote lonely corner gang. So apparently a lot of people just fap in the corner with their cameras as other people are getting it on. So I'm not alone in that. Just to let all of you know.
I think your evolutions would be meat and two veg, foreplay, and six dicks.
That's amazing.
That would be your evolutions.
So it's November. So speaking of fapping,
somehow
there are people who do no nut November, where they do not come. And my question is, I've been seeing, because, you know, I like drama, so I go into our relationship advice and stuff like that for my, you know, teaspoon of drama every day. And I'm not ashamed of it, you know, suck one of my six dicks if you have a problem. And apparently there are people who take this very seriously. There was a story of one woman who is actually getting married this week, whose husband said that because of No Nut November, they will not be having sex on their wedding night and they will not be having sex on their honeymoon. So I want to know, like, can you take No Nut November too seriously? Because as far as I know, it's just sort of a challenge to the self. Not really like you're getting something out of it.
Yeah, I think that woman should divorce him or stop the wedding. Because if he's willing to put an internet challenge ahead of his relationship with this person, like, that says a lot about this person's maturity.
Tom, do you have thoughts?
I don't agree with his decision, but I also do not think that there's such a thing as like taking it too seriously. Like, I mean, that's up to the person, but you can always adjust that. And in this case, he should have adjusted it, to non-existence because he's getting married.
What I think is funny is that it's just saying no nutting. So like they could conceivably have sex and he could just not come. And hell, that's not an option at all.
He could, except he's not thinking of her, is he?
No, he's thinking of himself.
I like how we're now judging his character.
That's why I brought this up.
What a selfish lover.
I know, that's why I brought this up.
No nutter.
When I started hearing about No Nut November, I was under this impression that it was like cohorts of dudes deciding to do this together in solidarity. Like, is that a thing? Because I don't know.
It's
guys,
girls
don't
too.
Tell me this stuff.
It's girls
well, the,
too.
None of the girls I know do it. So, like, do you know people who do it in like their groups of people for solidarity?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes. The banter brats do it and they lost.
Eli? I'm assuming Eli led that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I released an audio literally on November 1st. And I think I finished it at like 4 o'clock in the morning and I scheduled it to post on Patreon at 6:30 in the morning. And I saw the chat. They were like, yes, no nut November. I'm not going to nut. And then they got the notification that I posted an audio and then they lost. I'm pretty sure some of them lost to Eli too. I don't know what they lost to Eli, but I know some of them lost to Eli. Some of them lost to Hunt. They're very disappointed.
I lost literally like within minutes of November 1st becoming the date.
Did you think about it at all, Mary? Like not entertain it like you're gonna do it, but like did you like imagine what it might be like if you even tried?
Oh no. No. It doesn't interest me at all, like at all. And that's the thing, is like because I do quite a bit of research for different audios and stuff, so I've seen like forced orgasm as well as ruined orgasm. And yeah, just that I actually find it offensive to be prevented from orgasming on a personal level. Fastest way to get me to hate you in bed is to like prevent me from doing something. Because then I'm like, get out. You don't even get your pants. You do not deserve the privilege of pants. Leave. But yeah, like The one I have thought about is, I can't remember what it is, but it's a December challenge that came up on an episode of Letterkenny, where for each day in December, you orgasm corresponding to that number of days. Ooh. So on the 1st of December, you orgasm once. On the 2nd of December, you orgasm twice. And continuing on till December's done. So that one I've thought about, but I was just like, I don't know. I feel like I'd hit 15 and that would be my limit. Like I'd just be tired and it would become a job. And I don't want to, because I have a weird psychological connection to sex, I just don't want to ruin that for me.
Right.
So doing a no nut or doing like I must come so many times a day would just kind of ruin it for me. So yeah, I want to keep sex enjoyable. Oh my God, Tom.
I think my prostate would be mad at me if I did that that December thing.
Yeah.
Your prostate would excise itself from your body.
We'd be coming dry, like
just dust.
Yeah, we dry orgasm. I mean, it's still an orgasm, but it's not fun.
Is it painful? Because I've heard it's painful when it's dry for guys.
It's painful when not you do at it first. More than a couple times.
Yeah. If you keep doing it, then it's not fun.
So on the flip side of that, can you ever be fapping too much? Because we're going into that, and I want to be very clear about this. We are talking below the threshold of addiction. We're not talking about sex addiction. Mm-hmm. It's, can you be fapping too much?
Yes. Yes, you can.
If you're going, bah! When you come?
Yes. If you're doing it so much that it's not even really enjoyable anymore, it's almost like you're just doing it for the sake of doing it. There's something wrong.
You just masturbate like it's smoking a cigarette.
I gotta hit that quota today.
Yeah, I mean,
do you ever wonder how like porn stars feel about it then?
I was just gonna say that, like, what about cam girls and stuff and cam boys? I mean, they're not coming all the time,
right?
But to them, it's like that's their profession.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they. I don't think they come. I don't think they like do it as much as just like regular people that we're talking about that might be doing it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was reading about porn, as one does, and they were talking about a seasoned male porn star and how long he has to stay hard without coming for when on set, and it's something like 3 to 4 hours. And I'm just like, at that point, do you even want to come? Like, or are you just like, I'm done. I just don't care anymore.
There's a lot going on a porno set. So, I mean, it's a proper film set if it's an actual production. So none of it is really kind of hot. Like the director is constantly calling cut, telling you what to do. Screaming at you for like what position you should be in. It's not there's nothing sexy about it. So like three hours of just having sex, I might be like, I need to come right now. But like 3 hours of being on a movie set where I am having sex on film, I might not be in the mood for it. No.
I saw a blip from Eli.
Yeah, I saw a blip too.
And this is where Eli reveals that he is one of the biggest porn stars in the world and we just don't know it.
Thanks for outing me, Mary.
Oh my God, I'm right?
I'm secretly Rob Johnson.
So that was it was a fun, frothy topic today about fapping because, you know, we are the Fapcast.
Frothy.
Yeah, it's fapping all day, every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty frothy if you're going hard.
We are moving into the second quiz because the first quiz sucked. Eli, we are on BuzzFeed. What's going on?
So we're back with another Smooth Brain BuzzFeed quiz here. This one is 10 masturbation would you rather questions that are impossible to answer. Never masturbate again, or maybe masturbate 5 times a day forever? Would you rather never masturbate to porn again, or only be allowed to masturbate to porn parodies like Star Wars and Game of Thrones? I mean, porn parodies.
I can do parodies.
Yeah, that's a stupid-ass question.
I don't masturbate to visual porn, so suck it, quiz.
That's a very difficult question for her. Wow, 55% of people said they would never... Something tells me we're not going to get a result from this. Would you rather your parents walk in on you while you're masturbating or accidentally dial your boss while you're masturbating? I would accidentally dial my boss. I can play that off. I cannot. There's not much you can do about someone walking in on you.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree.
I could always just like stop and say, oops, boss, sorry.
Oops.
Oopsie.
I would go with the parents over the butt dial, because my boss is a pretty fucking important person and my parents are like, meh. Not that my parents aren't important, but them walking in on me masturbating, this happened several times. It's not a big deal to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at Eli just walking around his house masturbating.
It's not the end of my life.
He gets his cereal.
It would be bizarre given that my mom lives across town and my dad lives in another state. If one of them walked in on me while I was masturbating, it would be bizarre.
Question 3 is made for Mary.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Why, because of the toothbrush?
No, because of the answers, but also because of the toothbrush.
Would you rather never get to use sex toys again or have to use household objects every time you masturbate? I can make do with household objects.
Fair enough.
I could use household objects.
I have no problem never using toys again because I've never used a toy and I've been doing just fine.
This girl is shushing us.
Would you rather find out your roommate can always hear you masturbating so you can learn how to be quiet already? Or remain blissfully ignorant to the fact that your roommate can definitely always hear you masturbating and carry on as usual?
I would want to know they can hear me.
Right. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty quiet.
I would like to know so I can learn how to be quiet, even though I know I'm already quiet, so.
Well then, would you rather have your vibrator die right as you're about to come, or have someone knock on the door right as you're about to come?
Knock on the door, I can tell them to come back in 5.
She didn't even have to think about that one. Only 28%? These people just don't want to come.
Well, I mean, it's not really a fair question. I don't use a vibrator.
But if you did?
If I did, I suppose I would rather have the vibrator because then I can just keep going with my hands.
Would you rather never masturbate again or have to masturbate 5 times a day every day forever?
I never masturbate again. I can always have sex. I'm not going to force myself to masturbate 5 times a day every day forever.
I mean,
that's not healthy for me.
I mean, I think I'm going to have to go 5 times a day, my boy.
That's too much. Too much.
Would you rather never use lube or lotion while masturbating again, or spill a ridiculous amount of lube and lotion every single time you masturbate? I mean, I never use lube or lotion, so.
How do you avoid chafing?
It doesn't. Got fucking baby bottom skin.
What if we just naturally already spill lube every time we masturbate?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm picking it.
Would you rather have to announce on Facebook or Twitter every time you're about to masturbate, or post audio of a masturbation session one time? Oh no, whatever will we choose?
In the universe that is this quiz, where I must pick one, I am going the route of the audio. It will be my one and only rival fab.
That must have been such a hard decision for you to make.
Yeah. It was really difficult.
Yeah, what about Eli?
I mean, I don't want to do a Ramble Fat, but I'll do it if it means I don't have to make a Facebook account again.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat.
Would you rather have to go to the have to go to the emergency room for an embarrassing masturbation-related injury with no lasting physical consequences, or have an unrelated injury that prevented you from masturbating for a month?
I mean, I can go a month. I'm picking that one.
I want to know what was the emergency room injury.
I legitimately think I'd have to go with the first one.
Why?
I don't know. I could do it for a month without some serious fucking reward.
I've actually had an unrelated injury that meant I couldn't for actually 2 months. So
ooh.
I can do a month.
Would you rather get paid $1 million to never masturbate again, or get paid $100 every time you masturbate? What the fuck kind of question?
How many times would
hard.
I?
1 million's not enough, though.
Not even close. You can't live off $1 million. Well, not so. Like,
you can't retire off of that.
Not in America.
Well, if I masturbated 10 times a week. Then that gives me $1,000 every week, which is much like cash for life when $1,000 a week for life. And I think that's doable if I can do like twice a day for 5 days, get 2 days to rest in between my weeks. So I'm going to pick $100.
Yeah, $100, $100 American. That's $1,000 a week. That's more than I make. I'll fucking take that.
Yeah, it is actually more than I make. So
I'll fucking take that in a second. Are you kidding me? And I get to keep masturbating. That's a fucking win-win.
There's no caveats or anything.
No, this is a weak-ass question.
I'm doing $100 every time you masturbate.
That's a weak-ass question.
And suddenly Tom's Patreon is filled with ramble faps.
There is a no result here.
This is a smooth brain BuzzFeed quiz. There's no official results. It's just the percentages. That's it.
Now we're going into the improv because Miri forgot to write a script because she's an asshole. So take it away, Tom.
Let me get our wheel started here.
Wheel of morality. Turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we must learn.
All right, we are spinning. I think it's Eli.
Eli.
Eli?
Why am I always red?
Eli is the first one to
green,
go.
Tom.
Eli and the Miri.
Eli. All right, Murray, let's do this. Let's do a fantasy. Fantasy's always fun.
Fantasy, okay.
Is it, though?
It's always fun.
So a warrior who once was hopeful, and a summoner in training who has run away. It's a...
What's a summoner in training?
Like, you're like a sorcerer that summons things. Like, you summon, like, apparitions and demons and other crap. It's a grimdark fantasy story about good versus evil, and kicks off at a bell tower with an infestation of gnomes. So Eli's gnomes. The warrior, Miri is the summoner. So open at a bell tower. An infestation of gnomes greets Eli, the warrior, who once was hopeful, and Miri, a summoner in training, who has run away.
I've been running for so long. Why are you crying?
We were trying for years to get rid of these gnomes. They're just everywhere. They're in the wood, they're in the stone, they're in all the barrels. We just can't get rid of them. And they're gonna take away my sister if I can't do it.
Wait, who's going to take away your sister? The gnomes?
The gnomes, yeah. They're going to take her away and make her their princess. But she's my little princess. They can't take her from me.
Does she want to go with them?
Yeah, she does.
So why don't you just let her go?
That's a great point.
You seem really torn up about this. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
I feel like there's something else going on. Do you want to, like, talk or something?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, so, why don't you sit somewhere where the gnomes aren't running around? Like, that patch of dirt over there?
That looks like some comfy dirt.
Okay, and I'll sit here.
Can I hold your hand?
Sure. So, like, I feel like there's more going on here than just gnomes.
I know. There's also, like, there's this girl, Abby, and she's just been like, and I just don't know.
Oh my god.
Don't know.
Is her last name normal?
It is.
Fuck, I hate that bitch.
She's a fucking cunt. I hate her.
She is. She's the reason I ran away from summoner school.
She used to make fun of me when we were in gym class. And because I couldn't pronounce gym correctly. And it made me have a stutter when I was growing up. And it's all because of her.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not a very good summoner, but, like, I can summon gnomes and, like, take them to, like, rivers where they die in. But she totally just makes me feel like shit for that being the only thing I can summon. And, yeah, so I ran away. So I get what you mean. She's a bitch.
Wow. I just realized that the source of my problems is sitting right in front of me.
What?
All right, time to die.
Wait, what?
I'm the warrior.
I'm not done dying yet.
Oh, okay. Summoner in training continue to die. The warrior.
Avenge me,
found
gnomes.
His hope once again. Okay, end scene.
Well, that
took a dark fucking turn, Eli.
Hey, you're the one who was ruining my life by summoning all those gnomes.
I was actually saying that I summon gnomes and take them to their death in rivers. I was setting
you
up to
have me,
like,
take them away. If you weren't summoning gnomes in the first place, I wouldn't have a gnome infestation.
Well, maybe if you respected your sister.
I thought the two of you were going to team up and summon gnomes and kill Abby, but...
You know, I can deal with Abby later. This gnome infestation is a more pressing problem.
That's what you're going to do.
You know what? I don't like the fact that you're a controlling overbrother over your sister who just wants to become warrior princess of the gnome people.
You know what? I know what's best,
warrior
okay?
Warrior princess.
You know, you always type our names correctly every time, and it makes me sad.
How do you want me to type them?
It's just... There's so much that could happen. Oh my god, that's a fine line.
Oh, it's Eli.
It's Eli, sucker.
What genre?
A lad who has 99 problems and a sidekick is one of them.
Oh look, a sorcerer in training.
Have we done mystery in a while?
The ones that we don't do often are romance and sci-fi.
Let's do sci-fi then.
Okay.
Oh no, not a gentleman thief again.
Should we regenerate?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, oh. So Tom is a professor who is a workaholic, art imitating life, and Eli, who is a mutant, but who is also shy. This is soft science fiction, a story about a fight for independence, and it kicks off on a dwarf planet like Pluto with the forming of a resistance. There is a twist. A homicidal AI saves the day. So that might happen in there. Who knows? Anyway, open on a dwarf planet, much like Pluto, but not Pluto, because copyright reasons. And we enter on a professor who is a workaholic. He is storming the halls of his professorship place. And then a mutant, one of his experiments, decides to go and confront him, but he is shy. What will happen? Open scene.
Now, mutant, I see you there. Mutant, come out now.
Hi, Professor.
Yes.
I need to talk to you about
breathe,
something.
Son, breathe. Come on.
It's hard to breathe because I have like four pairs of lungs and two of them are inside of each other.
I know you got the emphysema when I created you. I'm sorry, but you got to calm down and tell me what you need.
I actually have exponential eczema, but you know, it's whatever. You see, it's just a problem. It's just a problem with this whole rebellion resistance thing that you're running. What is the goal? What do you think you're going to get out of this? I mean, what if we all just go out there and then it turns out that there wasn't even anyone to fight? Everybody just went home and they left us flowers and then we were just...
Well, son, if there's one thing I know is that you got to keep busy. And ever since I got laid off, See, this ain't even my office no more. I still come here because I'm a workaholic. But one thing is for sure, is for certain. We have to get rid of the Miris. They are ruining this planet with their six dicks all over the place. Have you seen them? Only one of their dicks will come. What is wrong with them?
But the what if there's nothing wrong with them?
We need to get rid of those Miris.
What if they're son, beautiful just the way they are?
You need to come with me in the resistance.
But sir,
the Miris must be stopped. Even one Miri dick cut off is a victory for the resistance. Are you with me, mutant?
This sounds like it's going to end terribly. But, you know, you are pretty persuasive.
Well?
As persuasive as my six dicks?
Good point.
Oh no, it's a Miri!
Mutant, run, reveal run, to him mutant, who is run, your mutant. True master.
Oh god, now I'm stuck between two different choices.
You evil Miri, I shall summon the homicidal AI that will save the day.
Too late, I already had sex with him.
Leaflorp, it was great.
Then all is lost.
Cool. Now I'm gonna fab and come over all of you, and you will die.
Oh, very,
very well. Take me.
It was worth it.
You know.
Bleep, Lorp. I wish I had hands so I could masturbate. This is really hot.
End scene.
Poor AI, no.
I am sorry, Father. I have seen the light.
That's just cum, son. But that's okay.
End scene.
Okay.
So we had like six characters in there. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
That was an adventure, and I hope that somebody can make some fan
Fact
art of
to
it.
That.
It'd be beautiful to see that.
I'm the one who has sound effects and music to
beautiful
this shit.
To see that come to life.
We actually did two quizzes today. The first one sucked, and we redid it and used a different quiz from the same website, and that one sucked too. So, the quiz was a bust today, but did you guys learn anything?
I learned that I can do math very quickly when masturbation and money are involved.
There we go.
Yeah. I learned that I will prostitute myself when faced with that question.
I want to know where we can make this a reality.
In our audios.
I want real money, damn it.
Real money. So next week, we have a really cool guest with us. Her name is Jess, and she's a cam girl, and she is really excited to be on the show and talk to us about her experiences in that sphere. So that's coming up next week.
I am excited for talking with Jess.
Eli's excited. That's good.
I'm excited for somebody to hear the improv insanity live. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Someone who isn't Hunt,
yeah.
Yeah. So
you mean someone who isn't like Hunt, who we can't like force to be in the improvs against their will?
I'm kind of sad that she won't be, but also
we've got,
I understand.
So yeah, so we're really excited about Jess coming on board. She's going to do quizzes with us, talk to us about her experience being a cam girl. And she will be an honorary audience member for our improv. The stuff that doesn't get edited out, so she gets to see all of it.
She gets to see behind the curtain and see slavering mess that we really are.
Yeah.
In addition to Jess, we do have a few other guests that I'm excited about. I'm not going to announce them yet because we're still trying to figure out the details. But you guys have been asking for more guests. We can't guarantee you that we can get the guests that you're requesting, because that guest has to be interested in coming on board. So there's all sorts of you know, stuff that we need to negotiate with anybody who's gonna come on board. But we do want guests. We prefer guests, and when possible, we like to get people who are relevant to the Fabcast and things that are important to us.
Like jerking off, in case you hadn't guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you
fabbing
to?
There's only so many times we can bring on one of my six dicks as a guest.
Right. I mean, each of them has so much
personality. Speaking of which, can you get that off the table, Miri? Because it's like looking at me and it's really gross.
Look, he needs to air out.
It's leaking. Get it off the table.
He needs his outside time.
God. We're going to eat dinner after this. Get it off. Disgusting.
And on that note, bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Tom Banter and Marithwin and this guy Eli on Reddit. Catch us on there or send us an email at wearethefabcast@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to